पंचतत्व की, नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की, गंगामाई जमुनामाई की, हरिनाम संकीर्तन की, समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की, ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरांग, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सातयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च. नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्योदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च पिपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते. तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. ओं नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं तत जय मुदीरयेत्. नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नष्टकी. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 7 द सैक्रिफाइस परफॉर्मड बाय दक्ष टेक्स्ट नंबर 28. सदस्या उचुः इट्स अ लॉन्ग वर्स. उत्पत्ति अध्वनि असरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गे अंतकग्र बैलान विस्ते विषय मृगतृषि आत्मगेहेरु भार दंद सप्रे खल मृग भये सुखदावे अग्गसार्थ पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदा जाति काम परस्त सदस्या उचुः. उत्पत्ति अद्वनि असरण उरुक्लेश दुर्गे अंतकग्र बैलान विस्ते विषय मृगतृषि आत्मगेहेरु भार दंदे सप्रे खल मृग भये सुखदावे अग्गसार्थ पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदयाति काम उपपृष्टः सदस्या उचुहो उत्पत्ति वधभनी अश्रन उरुक्लेश दुर्गे अंतकग्र व्यालान विस्ते विषय मृगतृषि आत्मगे हेरुभार दंद सप्रे खल मृग भय सुखदावे अग्गसार्थ पादौ कस्ते शरणद कदयाति कम कमोपसृष्टः Mataji's, you can see from here. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. The members of the assembly address the Lord, O exclusive shelter of, O exclusive shelter for all who are situated in the troubled life, in this formidable fort of conditional existence, the time element, like a snake, is always looking for an opportunity to strike. This world is full of ditches, of so-called distress and happiness, and there are many ferocious animals always ready to attack. The fire of lamentation is always blazing, and the mirage of false happiness is always alluring. But one has no shelter from them. Thus foolish persons live in the cycle of birth and death, always overburdened in discharging their so-called duties, and we do not know when they will accept the shelter of your lotus feet. So please repeat. The members of the assembly address the Lord. O exclusive shelter for all who are situated in troubled life, in this formidable fort of conditional existence, द टाइम एलिमेंट लाइक ए स्नेक इज ऑलवेज लुकिंग फॉर एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू स्ट्राइक. दिस वर्ल्ड इज फुल ऑफ बीचेस ऑफ सो कॉल्ड डिस्ट्रेस एंड हैप्पीनेस एंड देयर आर वेरी फेरोसियस एनिमल्स ऑलवेज रेडी टू अटैक. द फायर ऑफ लेमेंटेशन is always blazing and the mirage of false happiness is always alluring but one has no shelter from them. Thus foolish persons live in the cycle of birth and death always overburdened in discharging their so-called duties and we do not know when they will accept the shelter of your lotus feet. For persons who are not in Krishna consciousness are living a very precarious life as described in this verse, but all these circumstantial conditions are due to forgetfulness of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement is meant to give relief to all these bewildered and distressed persons. Therefore it is the greatest relief work for all human society. And the workers thereof are the greatest well-wishers, for they follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, who is the greatest friend of all living entities. Mukam kurati vachalam pungul langhayate girim jatkipatam aham bande sri guru dinatarinam paramananda madhavam sri chaitanyeshwaram namo vishnupadaya krishna. So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Narayan has appeared in the sacrificial arena of Daksha and different persons are praying to the Lord. So in this verse, the members of the assembly are praying to the Lord. And if you analyze the prayer very carefully, it's a long prayer, it's a long translation, and purport is smaller than the translation. So Prabhupada is giving very specific purport to the translation. The main theme of the purport is that the conditioned living entities are caught up in this conditional life of repeated birth and death, and the root cause of our existence is the forgetfulness of Krishna, and solution to this problem is taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. Very simple. If you take shelter of Krishna, then our conditional life is finished and the miseries of this material world are no more there, and you are qualified to go back to the spiritual world. So I'll try to analyze a little bit based on the purport of Srila Prabhupada and taking some points from the translation. So here the root cause of our problem is indicated as the forgetfulness of Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrita also explains, Krishna bhuli jeji bhagavan cha kare nikatastha maya tare japatiya dhare. So it means that as soon as the living entity forgets Krishna and desires to enjoy, at that time he is bound up by Maya. Maya embraces that conditioned soul. When Krishna bhuli jeji bhagavan cha kare, that living entity wants to enjoy forgetting Krishna. So forgetfulness of Krishna is the root cause of our suffering. And it is explained that living entity has some independence. As Krishna is the supremely independent person, and being part and parcel of Krishna, that living entity has also minute independence. And when living entity misuses that minute independence and rebels against Krishna, that time Krishna awards the living entity a quality. That quality is forgetfulness of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that he is the supreme enjoyer. Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. When living entity finds it difficult to accept that position of Krishna, he rebels and he wants to become the enjoyer. And you cannot enjoy separately from Krishna if you can remember Krishna. So therefore, Krishna has to avoid the living entity, a benediction. And that benediction is forgetfulness of Krishna. And as soon as we forget Krishna, we develop one quality. That quality is fear. So, when living entity becomes forgetfulness of Krishna, then he also forgets his own constitutional position. It is connected, interlinked. So, Krishna bhuli jai jeev. Therefore, he forgets Krishna, and as soon as he forgets Krishna, then he forgets his own constitutional position also. And then his miseries begin. So, that is the process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, Jeev Krishna Das ei Vishwas Korle Toar Dukkho Nai. As soon as one accepts that he is the servant of Krishna, miseries are gone. And as soon as you forget that, your miseries begin. So therefore, as soon as we forget Krishna, we are caught up in this material existence. And this material existence is full of anxieties, is written line by line. What are the different anxieties and miseries of this material world? And it can be defined as is full of fear. Fearful, padam padam jat vipadam. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, the conditioned living entity forgetful of Krishna, that life is full of fear at every step. And Niti Shastra explains, there are different kinds of fear and they have categorized 9 kinds of fear we face. And because of limited time, I'll try to explain 2-3 fears which are very prominent in our life. And first fear, and the greatest fear you face in our life, and it is also explained in the translation, the time element, the kala, is like a snake, is always looking for an opportunity to strike. What is the strike of time? Death. So fear of death is the most prominent fear in this material world. And because of that, whatever we may have, we cannot enjoy, because that fear is always there like a snake within our mind and heart. So, living entity always tries to escape death, but it's very difficult, impossible to escape death. And more you try to escape death, more you are caught up in the cycle of birth and death. So, why death is so fearful? Because we don't know out of ignorance what is death is all about. And we don't know what will happen after death. Fear comes from ignorance. So because we have no knowledge about death, and we don't know how to face death, and we don't know what is the consequence of death, therefore we are fearful of death. And I'll tell 2 stories, one modern story and one story from Purana. The owner and proprietor of Disneyland, he was very fearful of death. And he wanted to escape the death. And he approached a scientist. And the scientist was doing some experiment how to revive the dead body into life. And because of fear of death, this man, Mr. Disney, had a lot of faith in the scientist. And scientist said that I need some time to become successful in my research. But some or other the time of death has come for that person. But scientist was not ready. He said, okay, you take some time, but I have to die. So what you do after I die, keep my dead body in a deep freezer and wait till your research becomes successful. And when you become successful in your research, revive my body. And for that, I will pay you $10 million. So scientist was very happy. So what happened? That person died and he put the body in the deep freezer. So as soon as someone dies, a rich man dies, there is some sorrow into the life of the relatives. But after a few days are gone, something happens in their mind. Who will inherit that property of that person? So the relatives of Mr. Disney, they started thinking that in case the scientists become successful, then this man will come back into life, then our chance to inherit the property will be lost. So they approached the scientist and they said, please give up the research. And scientist said, why? And they explained the reason. Then scientist said that I need some money for that. He said, how much money you want? He said, I need $10 million. So the relative said, okay, please take $10 million. And what he did? The scientist put up the freezer. So because of fear of death, he earned $20 million just putting on and putting off the deep freezer. So this is the life. And everybody have that impression in our mind. Maybe he has expressed that desire very grossly, but we all want that precarious death. And that is the most fearful stage in our life. It's not the modern people, this escaping the death is a tradition. The grandfather of Vyasadev also wanted to escape death. He was very fearful. And he approached Vyasadev that you are a powerful man, I heard your incarnation of God. Please arrange something for me so that I don't have to die. So Vyasadev said, no, this is a mortal world, everybody has to die. No, you please try, do something for me. So Vyasadev said, okay, I am not the demigod of death, so better go to Jamraj. That's his department. So he took his grandfather and approached Jamraj. And Jamraj said that my departmental work begins after they die. So before they die is the department of Kala Purush. He keeps track. So go to Kala. Then Vasudev requested, why not you also come with us? So Jamraj agreed, okay, let us go together. So Jamraj, Vasudev grandfather, all of them approached Kala Purush. And they approached, and Kala Purush said, yeah, I control the life of the people through time, but all the records, what the living entities are doing, are kept with Chitragupta. So better go and check what is the record of your grandfather, whether he has death or not, please check the record. So they all requested, why not you also come with us? Kala Purush said, okay, let us go. So they all went to Chitragupta. And Jamraj said, Chitragupta, please find out whether there is death for this person or not. Chitragupta started finding, he took out the file and started finding out when is his death. And he's searching, there is no death. So that Vasudev grandfather became very happy. Then suddenly he said, okay, wait, there is no death, but he will die at a place and at a time when Vasudev, Jamraj Kalapurus and Chitragupta will be together at that place and at that time he will die. And he became dead. So that is the precarious nature of this material world. That as we try to escape death, we invite death more closer. But those who are devotees of Krishna, they are not scared of death. Prominent example is Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was cast by Sringi that he will die within 7 days. But if we get that kind of notice, that take example of our devotional life, as soon as we get a notice from a doctor that you have a serious cancer, advanced stage, and you have to die within 7 days, what will be our approach? Find the best doctor in the world so that my duration of life from 7 days can become 7 months or 7 years. We try to extend our lifespan. Parikshit Maharaj was very powerful also. It's not that he could not counteract that curse. He could have done that. But he was very intelligent. Krishna je bhaje se varo chatur. He is very, very intelligent. He analyzed that these cards I can counteract. Maybe I can counteract. But he thought, maybe these cards I will counteract. Another card I may counteract. But at one time I have to die, no? One time I will fail. So now, at least I came to know this time that within 7 days I will die. So notice is there. So better, this is an intelligent approach to prepare for death. Because if I escape this death, I don't know, any time death can come, I may not be prepared. So therefore, I got a notice for 7 days. So take it as the mercy of Krishna and at least I got 7 days. Kottanga Maharaj got only one moment. But I got 7 days. That was told Parikshit Maharaj while he approached Sukadeva Goswami, that I have only 7 days, how I can attain love of God and go back to the spiritual world? He said, why, you have enough time, Sukadeva Goswami said. You have 7 days and 7 nights. And he gave the example of Kottanga Maharaj and he said, he had only one moment. And in one moment he surrendered and went back to the spiritual world. But at least you have 7 days and 7 nights. Sit peacefully and hear Srimad Bhagavatam. And he sat and concentrated in chanting and hearing. He took shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam and he was fearless. And he took shelter of Radha Madhav, Krishna and went back to the spiritual world. So that is the mood of the devotee. A devotee is not fearful of death. Prahlad Maharaj, the way he was tortured, anybody cannot imagine. So any way that his father, Hiranyakashipu, was so powerful, he tried so many ways, using weapons, giving poison, throwing from the mountain, putting him under the elephant, what he did not do to kill him. But he was absorbed in meditation of Krishna, therefore whole body becomes spiritual. Therefore no material thing could touch Prahlad Maharaj, because he was under the protection of Krishna and he was fearless. Why? Who can give that fearlessness? Only Krishna. The lotus feet of Krishna, if you take shelter of Krishna, then that fearlessness can come. But if you don't have that, then we are always fearful at every step in our life. Another fear is that we become fearful anticipating something. Because this world is uncertain. And we plan, we think that it may happen to me, this thing can happen to me. There are a lot of insecurity feelings in our life. And we plan out different schemes to counteract those situations. Why? Root cause is fear. And I can give example that we have fear, those who are not devotees of the Lord, the fear comes from family insecurities also. If one member of a family becomes devotee, other members become very scared and fearful. It happens in the life of the non-devotees. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to give an example. Generally, when we preach Krishna consciousness to the family members, sometimes wife becomes very serious, husband becomes angry. Sometimes husbands become very serious, wives become angry. There is always fighting between husband and wife. So there was a family like that. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives the example, story. And in that family, the husband was very powerful in Krishna consciousness, strong. And he used to invite saintly persons, sadhus, to his house and used to do Vaishnava Seva. And this wife is little anti about this activity of her husband. And he used to become very upset because as soon as Vaishnavas come, she has to cook, serve them, which she did not like at all. So she was thinking and trying to chalk out some plan. Something has to be done so that no Vaishnavas come to my house. So one day, some sadhus came to that man's house in the evening time. And at that time, the husband was not there. And the wife thought, today is the very good day to do something so that no devotees will come in the future. And she started chalking out a scheme, what to be done. So first she welcomed the sadhus, gave them seat of her respects. Then he entered into the kitchen and he brought the tong, which is used for burning chapatis. So he took that tong from the kitchen and put under their seat. And by this strange behavior of that lady, this sadhu thought, why tong has to be in the kitchen? Why this lady is putting the tong under our seat? They started asking questions, why you are doing like this? Then the lady started explaining, why I am doing? Because my husband has a bad nature. What is that bad nature? He invites sadhus to his house, and what he does, as soon as sadhus come, he takes the heated tong and holds the nose of those sadhus like that. He ill treats the sadhus like this. So therefore, don't worry today, because he is not there and I am hiding this tong under your seat so that he will not find that tong. So the sadhus got scared that what kind of family is this? And somehow they gave some excuse and left the house. And at that moment, husband came. The husband said, the sadhus came. The wife said, yeah, they came and they left. And he became very angry. Why? Why they left? No, she said, these sadhus are very strange sadhus. Why strange? Generally, sadhus ask for donations. But these sadhus were asking for the tong. And I said, no, I cannot give this tong. It's used for burning chapatis. Therefore, I hid this tong under their seat so that they cannot take this tong. And the husband became more angry, that only a simple tong he could not give, he wanted this tong. Then what he did, he took that tong and came out of the house and started running behind those sadhus to give that tong. And these sadhus saw behind and then this man is running with the tong and they ran faster and left that place. So like that, this happens in the family. This is called fear in family insecurities. Why it happens? Because we don't know what is the goal in our life. And time factor is explained in this verse. And time plays a very important role in our life. And time is compared like a kala sarpa, is like a snake. It's written also, it's a snake. And last bite of that time is death. But time generally has three aspects, past, present and future. Three aspects. But there is a difference about time in the spiritual world and in the material world. Although time has three aspects, but in this material world, time has only two aspects, past and future. There is no present in the material world. Present is like a fraction of a moment which transforms the future into past. So therefore, time is very, very fearful in this material world, because time takes away everything, and it takes away everything in the form of death. But in the spiritual world, time only has one aspect, that is present. There is no past and there is no future. Therefore, time has no effect in the spiritual world. So now, being in this material world, how to overcome the influence of time? And it is explained in Nectar of Devotion that one of the quality of a devotee who is at the level of Bhava Bhakti is called Abhyartha Kalatyam. He does not waste a single moment. That is the quality of a Bhava Bhakta. He engages each and every moment in the service of Krishna. Therefore, for those devotees, time has no impact. Why there is no impact in the spiritual world of time? Because each and every moment is engaged in the service of Krishna. Therefore, the time aspect of future and past is not there in the spiritual world. That's why it is eternal, absolute. That stage we can also achieve in this material world if we can utilize each and every moment of our life in the service of Krishna, then we are free from the influence of time, and that is the only way. And that influence is not there when we achieve the stage of Bhava Bhakti. Because at the stage, sadhaka uses each and every moment of his life in the service of Krishna. That is the only shelter we have to get free from the influence of time, engaging each and every moment of our life in the service of Krishna, chanting and hearing about Krishna. That's why Kirtaniya Sadahari Mahaprabhu said. And the other aspect is that why after coming into Krishna consciousness, even after hearing so many things, we are allured. Yes, allurement of false enjoyment is there. Because of that, we become forgetful about Krishna. Why? That is also explained by a story that this material world is compared like a dark well. So once a man was running in the forest and fell into a dark well. And as soon as he fell into the dark well, somehow he got two ropes and he was hanging, holding these two ropes. And while he was hanging, while he was looking at the down, he saw that there is a python waiting there. So he thought, I cannot come down, python is there. So he was thinking, maybe I will go up. And as soon as he saw up, then he saw there is a tiger moving there. So he cannot go down, he cannot go up, he has to hang. And while he was hanging, he saw at the top the two ropes that two rats are biting that rope. One is black rat, one is white rat. This is the situation. So he is hanging with two ropes, and two ropes are being cut by biting of the two rats, and he cannot go down because python is waiting there, and he cannot go up, tiger is moving there. So what a precarious condition. Our existence is like that. And what happens, by the arrangement, there is some honey falling from the tree, and honey was falling on his face of that person. one drop of honey fell on his tongue. It's tasty. So as soon as he got little taste of that honey, because all the drops are not falling on his tongue, so he started trying so that all the drops fall on his tongue. So he became very busy to taste the honey. And in that busy endeavor, he forgot that he is hanging with two ropes which can be cut at any moment. And there is python below and tiger is up. And he started enjoying like that. So our situation is like this. We are also, these two ropes are compared like kala. And two rats, one is black, one is white, is compared like day and night. Each day and each night we are moving towards death. And death is represented by that python. But instead of that, we are hanging. Still, there is some material happiness of this world. Maybe sense gratification in different forms, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. And we get attracted because there is some little taste is there. Because that taste of honey is there. And because of that attachment of this material life, we forget that any moment death will come and we'll be either in the mouth of the tiger or in the mouth of the python. But we always forget that because we are so much attracted by the honey of material enjoyment. Because of that, even if we are in Krishna consciousness, because of our attachment in material life, we don't advance. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that this attachment is like an anchor. As long as anchor is not lifted, the boat you can try to move, but if anchor is not lifted, boat will not move. So this boat of this material body will not move towards the spiritual world as long as anchor of material attachment is not lifted. So unless and until we are free from the attachment of Maya, it is very difficult to proceed in our journey towards the spiritual world. So I'll end the class with another story. How this attachment and Krishna consciousness cannot go together. So there was a man, he was very hungry and searching for food. And he was not getting any food, searching here and there. And his stomach was paining like anything. Too much pain. Then he saw a temple. He entered into the temple. In the temple there are a lot of pillars. So when there is a lot of hunger and there is stomach pain, if you rub something strongly, then that pain goes away a little bit. So what he did? He embraced a pillar and started rubbing the stomach with that pillar. And he was getting some relief of that pain. So he was a little relaxed. Yes, pain is a little bit reduced. He was happy by holding that pillar. But one pujari saw that this man is suffering from hunger, so better I give some prasad. And if he eats, then his hunger will go away. So that pujari approached that person. He said, please, you are so hungry, please take this prasad. He said, okay, I can take, but I cannot leave this pillar. He said, unless and until you leave this pillar, how you can eat? No, I cannot, because this is giving me relief. If we give up this pillar, then again pain will come. So how I can give up this pillar? It's very painful. But he said, unless you give up this pillar, how you can eat? So he gave up. This is our situation. This Mahaprasad is compared like spiritual happiness in the form of Krishna consciousness. Spiritual master comes and gives this Krishna consciousness, please take it. That is the root cause of your suffering. If you take this Krishna consciousness, you will become happy. But we think, no. How I can give up the pillar of material attachment? I want to hold it. Unless and until I want to keep this attachment also, I will hold the pillar, at the same time I want to take prasad. So that will not be possible. We don't want to give up the attachment because that is painful also. So giving up attachment is very painful, and unless and until we give up that attachment, peel out of attachment, we cannot get this Krishna Prasad in the form of Krishna consciousness. So therefore, in order to hold this gift of Krishna consciousness, we have to give the pillar and keep our hand open, then mercy of Krishna we can hold. Otherwise, we cannot hold this. It will take and fall, take and fall. We cannot take this Krishna consciousness. That's happening for those who are trying to be Krishna conscious at the same time try to maintain material attachment. So that cannot be possible. In order to taste the full nectar of Krishna consciousness, we have to give up our material attachment. And that is also little painful, but we have a disease. To cure the disease, we have to go through the operation. Operation is painful. We have to allow the doctor to do the operation. Unless and until we allow our spiritual master to operate our material disease, it is very difficult to cure our material disease and release Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have to submit ourselves, and taking shelter of Krishna through the process of surrender to the spiritual master is the process of operation, and we have to allow our spiritual master and Vaishnavas to cut our attachment, that knot of attachment of this material world. Then we can take Krishna consciousness, get their mercy, and advance in our Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki. Any question or comment? Time is over. I already... Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the nice class. You were mentioning about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I was just reading yesterday and I was thinking that in his mutt he had a manager. His name is, I think, Kunja Bihari Prabhu. And he was serving quite nicely under him, and he was quite busy in mutt activities. But he, at the same time, on the side, he was stealing money, and that's the story, that he was stealing money, he was keeping things for himself, procuring things. But all the time he was engaged in spiritual activities. So you're mentioning that we have to allow ourselves to be cured by the Guru. So the great Acharya Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was there, but he was doing it in hiding. I mean, he wasn't coming out with his disease, it wasn't open, it wasn't like an attachment to a woman or something, it becomes prominent and somebody can advise him. This was being done, you know, stealthily. So it wasn't revealed. Obviously, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur must have had an idea. So what is the practical remedy for such people, and what could he have done? Because he must have been influenced by Maya and he was doing this all the time, but no help he was getting.
Because spiritual master is an expert doctor. So it's not that all the patient can take treatment at the same level. So depending on the level of surrender, the operation also takes place according to the level of surrender. Understand? Sometimes a spiritual master gives very strong instruction to one disciple because he knows he can take it. If same instruction is given to other disciple who is not so surrendered, he may leave Krishna consciousness. So main thing is that we have to be in the process. If he leaves the process, there is no chance of cure. But if he is in the process of Krishna consciousness, maybe medicine will be little light medicine, and process can be longer. But process, if he is in the process, there is a chance that one day he will be cured. So the dose of medicine depends on the patient also. And it is decided by the spiritual master according to his expertise in this field. Okay? Hari Bol.
But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't take that very seriously, actually. he didn't take it seriously. I think he maybe he took some money for his parents or something like that. But it wasn't a very serious offense, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So the mercy is coming from him, so by his will, he still had so much respect for that disciple, he gave so much help. He didn't really consider that it was a...
Hare Krishna. I was wondering if you can make some comment on attachment, duty, and false renunciation.
Attachment, duty, and false renunciation. There are different levels. So duty, one thing is attachment. Attachment has different degrees. Just like karmakanda. So you are attached both to the work and to the result of the work. Right? Second level is niskam karma. You are attached to the duty, but you are not attached to the result of the duty. But there is another level, it's called pure devotional service. At that level you are not attached to the result, you are not attached to the duty also. So different level. So duty is in the mode of goodness. Attachment in the mode of passion. And devotional service is transcendental. And what is the third one you said? Is in the mode of ignorance. So it's low class. Hypocrite. So the hypocrite, they are not approved by Krishna. He said, he doesn't approve the hypocrisy. But he approves attachment. That's why 96% of Vedas are karmakanda. So he said, you are attached, enjoy, but enjoy in my way. So slowly you are attached to the work, attached to the result. Then second level, you are not attached to the result, but attached to the duty. Then next level, you are not either attached to duty and also to the result. Whatever Krishna says, whatever spiritual master says, I am ready to do that for their satisfaction. Okay? Yes.
Prabhu, Mataji is saying that the last class that you gave, you promised that you would tell a story about the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
What?
Mataji said that the last class that you gave, you said that you would tell a story about the Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. She's asking if you can tell this story.
There should be some relevance of the story, no? What I wanted to tell? I don't know, I forgot.
She said that last class...
Criticism.
No, she said that one brahmacharya made a question. And because it was late, you said, oh, there is another story about...
Yeah, I remember. I'm talking about criticizing devotees. So when that topic comes, we'll explain another day.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
So we'll end here. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल।